and job creation in Indianapolis. Never before has the city committed to invest so much year over year to create jobs. The remaining $2 million will be used to invest in properties to spur development, address infrastructure challenges that block private investment, serve as an incentive resource to secure projects for Indianapolis or any other endeavor that will create jobs in Marion County. In recent years, we have lost major jobs opportunities in the core of our community, where redevelopment costs are often the highest and the need the greatest, because there is no entity to level the playing field. This investment will help address that problem. A year ago, the biggest issue facing the city was our need to protect the 66,000 jobs related to the Indianapolis convention industry. Tough choices had to be made, but we've helped fashion a solution that protects these jobs. For the number of convention jobs to grow, we need to invest in the Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association and its mission. As such, I am seeking an additional $1.5 million for the ICVA to bolster our commitment to attract the biggest and the best conventions in the world. Recently, the ICVA has sought support from the philanthropic community for matching gifts worth $8 million to make the investments needed to promote our city, including our art and cultural institutions, to a broad audience. My proposed investment of $1.5 million leverages these private funds to allow the ICVA to promote the tremendous recreational, cultural, artistic, and convention assets of our city to potential visitors. Now, no three vital interests of our city align more critically than economic development, public safety, and education. In a very real way, education is a key motivator of economic growth and an accurate predictor of the present and future crime rates. This fact is just one reason I champion groups like Teach for America and the Mind Trust to bring educational innovation to Indianapolis, why I applaud IPS for expanding its exciting magnet school program, why I support the Indianapolis Chamber's Common Goal Initiative. It's why I encourage mentoring, tutoring, and community school efforts. In my office, we are fortunate to have Carita Roush and his bright and dedicated charter school staff. This staff is limited in numbers, however, and now is the time for increased investment in this amazing endeavor. We are all proud of the accomplishments of the mayor-sponsored charter schools. It bears repeating that since 2008, 90% of the mayor-sponsored charter school graduates have gone on to college. One of the things I learned in my 23 years in the Marine Corps, however, was that a change in mission frequently requires a change in resources. And it's time we broaden the scope and the mission of the Mayor's Charter Schools Office to match its responsibilities. Therefore, I will seek $175,000 to transform the Charter Schools Initiative into an Office of Education Innovation. My vision for the Office of Education Innovation will include restructuring the Charter Schools Office to reflect the important work they are doing across the educational spectrum in our city, where good work is being done daily for our kids and our families. And while mayor-sponsored charter schools will remain the most important function of the Office of Education Innovation, it will also serve as a countywide hub for education initiatives and data sharing. Marion County is home to 11 public school districts, 21 public charter schools, and more than 100 private, non-public, and parochial schools. yet there is not one source, an information hub, that serves as a resource across geographic and educational boundaries. It is long past time that we bring our best and our brightest educators together for one conversation. So to fund this critical adjustment in our economic development policy, to reorient our tools to better recognize the challenge facing a developed city, to leverage private dollars, to enhance our work in education, and to invest in our publicly owned facilities, I am asking the City County Council for a fiscal ordinance to spend a total of $5.5 million and set our community on a course of enhanced economic growth. It's no secret how tight our city budget is. That's why I propose that the $5.5 million of expenditures should be paid for with collections from past economic development deals. The opportunity to collect these funds are incorporated into the public-private partnership agreements we establish on tax abatement projects and call for fines to be paid by a company if it cannot follow through on its commitments. Our duty to effectively monitor companies and their commitments to the community in exchange for incentives is one that we take very seriously. Businesses need to know we take their commitment seriously because we take job creation and retention very seriously. If businesses are unable to perform as outlined in their agreements, the city should recover the tax incentives. And later this month, I will ask the Metropolitan Development Commission to begin the process of revoking a number of tax abatements representing the potential for $5.5 million. For instance, last year, a longtime Indianapolis employer and a great corporate citizen, Navistar, announced that they would be shuttering their plant, which through various owners have been a fixture in our community for generations. Previous administrations partnered with Navistar to support major capital investments and job creation activities. After long and deliberate negotiations with the city, the company has decided not to close the facility, but in fact retain some jobs on the site. They have acknowledged, however, that they cannot meet all of their commitments and have agreed to pay Indianapolis $5 million. And we will begin the process of working with additional remaining companies on financial settlement terms and cancellation of their abatements. Much of what needs to be done with these economic development dollars needs to be done in areas that are particularly hard hit in tough economic times. And at a time when taxpayers' paychecks may be shrinking, or worse, going away, government owes it to everyone to be faithful stewards of the people's money. A hallmark of my administration has been, and will continue to be, a commitment to fiscal responsibility. 2 years into my term, I can stand before you and say we have kept our commitment to the Indianapolis taxpayer.